Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. I give praise and reverence to God on this evening, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to all of you, everyone in their respective places. I just thank God on this evening to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight. For our Bible class on tonight, we're going to get ready to open up with our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into our Bible class. Where we'll be coming from, Psalms 96 on tonight. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord all ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his court. I have just read you from Psalms 96, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right here.
Inside, people smiling,
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, God, and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come tonight, God, first of all, to give you all the praise on tonight and give you all the glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come bowing down to your feet, all some anywhere around the throne, God. In the name of Jesus, we just give you glory on tonight, God. We just lift you up tonight. We first of all ask you to bind up the strong man tonight, Lord. I'm asking you on tonight to bind him up, to bind the strong man and every demonic force, God, from this radio broadcast on tonight and from our lives on tonight. I'm asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to bind every witch and bind every warlock, bind every psychic, bind every wizard, bind every demon that's on assignment. You say whatever I bind here on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. Father, I come tonight asking you to bind the enemy right now from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our minds, open up our hearts, that we may understand and receive your word in the name of Jesus. Open them up, Lord, and open up our understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase on tonight, and teach your people, teach me, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, Lord. Cover this line. Cover this radio broadcast in the blood of Jesus. Father, we ask all these things right here in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen, everybody. Good evening. Amen. We're just going to get ready to go into our Bible class on tonight, our Bible study. We're in chapters 9 and 10. Amen. And I'm going to read here, start off reading in chapter 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon the throne, even unto the firstborn of the maid servant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of the beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doeth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me. I'm reading the wrong stuff, ain't I? Okay, y'all, keep me on point, please, somebody. And the Lord said unto Moses, go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servant, that I may show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and thy son's son what thing I have wrought in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me. Else, if thou refusest to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill their houses, thy houses, and thy houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy father nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth until this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, and with our sons and with our daughters, and with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you as I will let you go and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail have left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they before them. There were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against thee I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now, therefore, forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained no one locust in all the coast of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, and that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord, only let your flock and your herds be saved. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offering, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more, for in the day that thou see my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go. Hence, when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels and of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of Egypt, in the sight of Egyptians, of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, and in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Egypt that sitteth on the throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of the beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doeth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Amen, amen. I done read throughout all kind of stuff. And then I got the wrong chapter. No, okay, I'm right. Anyway, we finna answer some questions because it seems like I'm all discombobulated every time I get into this, the Word of God. Okay. Chapter 9. What was the fifth plague set on Egypt? What was the fifth plague? Anybody know what the fifth plague was? Okay. The fifth plague was frogs. Wait a minute.
Was it the livestock?
It was the frogs. It was the frogs. Am I? Wait a minute. Uh-huh. I messed up. It was the live Bible. How are you? Y'all got to help me tonight because I guess these people been praying against me and my man all this year. It was the livestock. You're absolutely right. They were diseased and died. Okay. That was the fifth plague sent on Egypt. Okay. On what part of Egypt was it sent? What part of the city?
The land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Only in the city of Egypt were infected.
Yeah, not Goshen. Yeah, not Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
Just the land of Egypt.
And later on, the animals in the field would be killed. But what happened to the livestock of Israel? What happened to that livestock?
Nothing. Not the Israelite livestock. Not nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing happened to them. Absolutely right. What was the sixth plague sent on Egypt?
Mm-hmm. It was boils.
Yeah, those were sores, boils. And I don't know if you or anyone ever had boils or sores, but there ain't none fun with them, I tell you that. Nothing fun about them boils and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Was Pharaoh ready to let Israel go after the sixth plague? Was Pharaoh ready to let Israel go after the sixth plague?
No, ma'am.
No. And you know what? He called himself trend, but he's the one going to let him go. He was, every time he did that, he said he was, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. What was, let me see. What was this plague sent on Egypt? Do anybody remember the plague?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Hail.
Yep, it was hail. That was the seventh plague. And where was it sent? Let me see. Where was it sent?
Egypt only, not the land of, not Goshen, only
mm-hmm.
Egypt was affected.
Yeah. It was sent on the livestock in Egypt and the men out in the field. Mm-hmm. It was Egypt, not Goshen, because he was separating Israel from the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. Why did God purposely harden Pharaoh's heart? Why did he purposely want to do that? We in chapter 10 now. He wanted to do it. God wanted to show his power to Pharaoh and to Israel. He wanted to show his power. I'm not going to say they didn't believe, but they didn't. Pharaoh just didn't think nobody was better than the gods he had. You know, he couldn't believe it. Who ultimately was enabling the magicians to do signs, and wonders also.
It was God.
Mm-hmm. You better know it. It sure was. God allowed the musicians to actually do the science. Or he allowed them to use trickery, because that's what they were doing, which existed in those days, to appear to do the science. They weren't really doing it, but he allowed them to use trickery stuff. Just because he was still hardening Pharaoh's heart, letting Pharaoh think he had it like that, and he didn't. What was the eighth plague sent on Egypt?
Locusts.
Yeah, it was the locusts. The locusts came up on the land and ate every green thing that was left. It was the locusts. Mm-hmm. And then what was the ninth plague?
Darkness.
Mm-hmm. The ninth plague was darkness, was the city for 3 days. That's what that girl was saying, and some of these prophets were saying on YouTube or Facebook, whatever they was on, and was saying that it was supposed to, this was the first part of April or something, or the week of April the 1st, was saying that we were supposed to have darkness for 3 days here. Because my cousin now called me and was telling me that I need to get all this together and all that together. Well, I know the Lord won't do nothing unless that he'll, you know, speak to his prophets and stuff first. So I said, you know, I prayed about it when they told me, because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And, you know, I was just getting that, you know, people don't know what God's going to do. They can't even tell the weather. So how they going to know this? And she over there started predicting stuff in Africa, wherever she is. Because I be seeing her on the YouTube, she be study predicting stuff. And the way you tell a prophet is when the stuff come true. When it don't come true, then you a false prophet. So people have to stop, listening to other junk, I'm telling you. Okay, let me go on, folks. We can get this done, then we'll talk. What happened where Israel was at this time? What happened where Israel was at this time?
At they
the time
had light.
Darkness. Mm-hmm. They had light.
Goshen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Goshen had light. What did Pharaoh want Moses to do at this time? What he say he wanted them to do?
Well, he was willing to let all the men and the wives and the children go, but he wanted to keep the flock and the herd.
Mm-hmm. That's the last question right there, answer right there. But he wanted them to leave so they could worship their Lord. You know, all this stuff had come down on him. And he told them, I want them to leave so they could worship their Lord, but his heart was still hard. And then you answered the last question, what did he want Moses to leave behind? And he wanted him to leave the livestock and stuff behind and to take his little ones and stuff, just like he said. But the thing that got me with all of it is that God was just trying to show his power to Pharaoh and the Israelites. He was trying to show them and let them have faith in him and depend on him. And once they got out of there, because, you know, when they was in there, they were saying, you just making it harder for us and all kind of stuff. So he was letting them know, I'm going to show you my power. I can just do it now, but I want to show you my power. And a lot of times when we're going through things, it looks like it lasts for the longest time. It lasts for the longest time, but God be trying to show us his power and show us what he going to do. We have to be patient. He said, don't be weary in well-doing because we're going to reap if we faint not. They had to go through all that stuff. I was sitting up after I read it today just imagining you having to make brick without straw. And then he took the straw. And you know, it was just something, but I can imagine that God gave them strength to do this stuff, just like he just did the magicians. He allowed them to do trickery. I know he helped the Israelites to get through that stuff because it was painful, and they was having to work the sun up, the sun down. They did have somebody bringing the straw, and Pharaoh stopped that. So it was just so hard for the things that they had to go through, and waiting on Pharaoh to have faith in God. But what got Pharaoh when his son died? Because every firstborn died. Every firstborn, even one of his servants died because he was the firstborn child. So all of them died. And I think this is where they, it didn't say it, but I think this is where they had to put the pot of blood over the doorpost so that death would not come to that house. But death went to every other house. Now, I don't remember reading it, if I read it, about them putting blood over the doorpost. But that's what the Lord had them to do, maybe to come up in the next chapter, was to put blood over their doorpost so death would know to pass that house. And it was just the Israelites that did it. All Egyptians, the firstborn, died. Because there was no blood over the doorpost. Mm-hmm. And one of those leaders, he was Egyptian, but I think he had an Israelite girl, wife, and they went in the house. They went to Goshen and went in one of them houses. That's the reason why he didn't die. Mm-hmm. This is really a good story or a book, because if you really look at it, God is showing up and God is showing out. All of those plagues, and this man still wasn't convinced. All of death, it kind of almost reminds me of COVID. All of death, all these deaths, and we really still not doing what God told us to do. We're still doing crazy stuff. We still not depending on the Lord like we're supposed to. So that's why I guess the young lady that on YouTube talking about we don't have the thing of darkness. But I just, you know, we don't know the mind of God. We don't have enough knowledge to know the mind of God. Does anyone have something to say? Because y'all know I'm just talking on. We don't have that mind. Our mind not is so tiny to what God got, cause He made us and everything here. So it's been such a blessed learning for us. Just blessed how God. And we don't know how He do things, but we see how He did this. He just went on. He just said, "Forget it." He just and I'm just for an example. I was talking to my sister this evening, and she was telling me, and we don't have to mention it to nobody because I see who on here, but she was telling me that she came home the other day and there was a note stuck in her door. And she said she got the note out, and it said, "I'm so sorry for what I said to you." And she said, "It's not no excuse for what I said and how I said it." She said, "I want to ask you to forgive me." She said, "I want to tell you I'm sorry, and I ask you to forgive me." And she, and that was it. And so because Rose did not go after her when all that stuff was said, and she called her nothing on her answer machine, and she cussed and all that kind of stuff. She didn't say a word. She just kept right on going, kept right on moving, just like I did, because they said with some stuff on there that she said about me, but I don't really care about that. But the Lord brought her to me yesterday or the day before. I was saying that I really wanted to see her when I came, but I wouldn't call her because you can't go before God when he's doing stuff. You can't go try to do things before him. If we're going to let him fight the battle, let him fight the battle. So Rose, that she called her and told her that she loved and that she will forgive her, and that, you know, we two sisters' children and we'd only have each other. And I was so thankful to God. Sometimes you just have to be quiet and just wait and let God do it, like I'm doing the young man next door. I mean, Apostle is better with it with me because I can almost just can't hardly let him keep doing stuff to me. But it's best to give it to God. It's best. You know, it's hard when every time you see them, every day you see them, and they, how you doing? How you doing? And doing little dirty stuff and saying little dirty stuff, and you know it. That's a test right there. It's been a test for me because the Lord allowed me to see and hear what he was saying. And I said one day to the Lord, I said, what you let me hear that for? Because he was letting me see that he ain't what he said he was. But then I can't, he won't let me say nothing to him. So I can't say nothing, but I got to pass that test. So my heart got to be right, because every now and then I can feel something in my heart against him. So my heart got to be right to forgive him, even though he's not doing right. And I know he's not, I still got to forgive him. I still got to let God handle it. If when we forgive and let God handle it, it'll be good. It's good. But Pharaoh was studying doing stuff to the Israelites, and they getting mad at Moses because he studied saying this stuff. This was something. But it let us know sometimes we have to go through to get where God wants us to be. He just wants us to be in the place where we should be, to be called a Israelite, a child of God. We got to stay in that place. I mean, we human. We're not perfect. We sin every day. But we ought to know how to fix that sin. We ought to know how to go and repent. We ought to know how to go tell God that we sorry. Just like she did, it took her a while. It took her a good while. But that don't count, because she did it. She did it. And I thank God for it. I thank God that she did that, because I do love her. I really do. And we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Anybody have any questions or anything? Any comments?
I do. I just want to say that, you know, with all God's miracles, you know, basically, what I got out of it is that it really didn't soften. It didn't soften Pharaoh's heart. It just, it did show the Israelites basically how powerful God really was. You get what I'm saying? And God told Moses the Israelite needed to tell their children. You get what I'm saying? And my thing of it is, you know, it's just about raising your children and just putting that word in them so they would know. In crises, in good times, it's just about us allowing our children to grow and knowing the power of God, knowing who can help them and where to turn to when nobody's there,
right,
and who is standing with them when nobody's there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's just for our future, the future of our generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our children. And, I mean, God loves us so much. And, I mean, it might seem like God really put Moses through something by telling him to do this and do that and do this and do that, but he was really trying to give Pharaoh a chance to soften
yeah.
his heart. You know, now how many
yeah.
chances God gives us on a daily basis just
mm-hmm.
to say hi to that person
mm-hmm.
that's been looking up to you and you don't even know it. Sometimes we walk around being the only book that people read. You get what
right.
I'm saying? So sometimes
right.
we have to keep ourselves upright with God and standing at
yeah.
attention when we go before people. And, you know, because you never know who's looking.
That's
children.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Elderly people. You never know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not only that, but me, I'm just talking about me. I've raised my children. Not only do you represent God, but you represent me. And I represent him.
Right.
So you have to be right with what you do and say. You get what I'm saying? And I just thank God for giving me and keep giving me, because there's some things I'm still working on, too, that he's steady giving me a chance with. Okay, you need to soften your heart at this. All right, Mimi, you need to
right.
do this. You need to do that. So I'm trying. You get what I'm saying? But all you
right.
have to do is keep trying. And God sees
right.
you. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
He see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really, really got something out of these chapters, the little bit I did here
mm-hmm.
with my
mm-hmm.
with my second voice over here. So I just thank God for this little, these two chapters, because it really enlightened me about how
mm-hmm.
God is and how he do what he does. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the miracle
yeah.
that he can perform when he want to perform it and how he want to perform
yeah.
it just showed me
yeah.
who God is.
Yeah, yeah. When we really understand and find out and finally understand who he is to us personally, it's just going to amaze us. We're going to be in awe. I mean, it's just, I want to say a miracle, but it just blows your mind, because God is my everything. He is my everything, my breath, my life, my light, everything. So I can truly say that. That's how I feel. I don't feel like I can get up off this chair unless God help me up. That's how much I depend on God. I've learned to trust and depend on God. I can't depend on man, because I see man have left me down. He has let me down so many times. And I feel like God allows that. Even that, so that I can just only depend, because I was asking, why you keep sending me away from my people? I miss my children. I miss my family. So that I can only depend on him. That's why he'll get us way out of reach. Not that I can't call and say, cash out me $10. I ain't got none. Gibson, you know, sometimes he'll make it possible for you not to even have it at that moment to see it. God want us, because he taught me when I was going from Florida to Kentucky to Nashville, Tennessee, to depend on him for everything, for the roof over my head, for the car, for the breakfast, for the lunch, for the dinner. Sometimes nothing. God taught me, and he going to teach you, too, to just depend on him for the things that you need. When you get used to doing that, when I tell you, God gonna bless your socks off. He gonna bless you because you dependent on him. He will not fail. He's not gonna let you outdo him. I don't care what it say, who said what. You give out of your need. You give tell it hurt. You give, you bless, and I ain't just talking about no money. Your time, your talent, you give out of your spirit, man. Help somebody. Encourage somebody. God, you can't beat him giving. Because the more you give, the more he going to give to you. You cannot beat him giving. You can't. So he put us, just like he did during Pharaoh, he put us in a place where he can begin to let you see. I'm just letting you see who I am. I'm letting you see my power. I'm showing you my majesty, my majestic, my wondrous works, all of that. That's what God does to us. That's what he do to us. I'm telling you. Sometimes I feel like hollering and screaming and running. I feel like I can do that. I feel like I'd be so some down on the inside of me. When I say it'd be a praise down on the inside of me, whenever the Lord turn me loose to shout, y'all probably going to have to get me wherever I'm at. I'm telling you, because let me tell you something. God has been just so good to me. He don't stop. He don't stop. He don't stop. That's why I can't stop. So even with Pharaoh, the children of Israel, he kept on blessing them. And they after a while, you're going to see on down the line, they're going to be denying and complaining and denying and complaining and denying him and complaining. Then they're going to start talking about Moses, and God's going to kill a whole lot of them. I didn't say the men, the army going to kill them. God's going to kill them. This is why I tell you, God will kill you. God's going to kill a lot of them that was talking about Moses. And Moses' sister and Aaron, he going to kill them. He said, Moses, tell them. Now, is they on their side or is they on the Lord's side? And some of them stayed over there. But some of them went on the Lord's side. And he opened that ground up and killed every one of them. Believe me, that's why I say it don't pay you to mess with a child of God. It don't pay you to mess with somebody that God loves and doing for God and in his face all the time and a prophet of God, a man and woman of God. It don't pay. Because I just see it, and it's just all so clear to me. And like I know it's clear to you all too, I just get so excited. Somebody got something to say? Got a question?
I just wanted to say a little bit about Pharaoh and how God showed his power and his love and even patience and long-suffering to all men, you know. And it's a choice that even today that we have to make. Whose side will we be on? What God will we serve? Because if we notice during all of these plagues, it was different gods, little gods involved who God was showing up, saying, no, I am the true and living God, and let me shut you down. You know, even with the darkness, it was a sun god, you know, that God showed up. And it was in just about every one of those plagues that we discussed tonight, it was a specific God and things put into place to stop certain stuff from happening. But God had showed himself strong to all of them. But it just brings me to this point. I just wanted to talk about this point, how we have a choice to make. And even today, men, women, boys, and girls all over the earth has a choice to make. Either it's going to be the big God or it's going to be the little g God. And so many times we, too, can serve small gods. We serve our houses, our cars, different stuff, our jobs and stuff, and we don't have God where he needs to go.
That's right. That's right.
And so I just wanted to make, you know, it's just a choice that we have to make. And God just, you know, he showed his power over and over again, giving a Pharaoh a chance to repent and submit to him, and he would not. And, you know, just, you know, and he didn't. And so God judged Pharaoh harshly. And anything that he touched was judged. And we got to know that when God tells us to do something, we got to be ready and willing to do it, because his consequences when we disobey God. Pharaoh, he was stubborn. He was hard-headed. Mm-hmm. He played tricks with Moses and Aaron, with the word of the Lord. He was deceitful in his heart. And he just, it was a self-destruction thing. And so many, and you know, we look at people today and we know we have to pray for them, even believers, you know, we see them self-destructing, you know, just see them on a path of destroying their own lives because of disobedience.
That's right.
Because of disobedience. But God showed Pharaoh his power over and over and over again, the children of Israel as well, and everyone to see, even Aaron and Moses, they saw this true living God come forth, and it was so powerful. And you saw salvation, and you saw patience and long suffering in all of that, and love. It's okay, you ain't gonna do it now. Okay, well, okay, Israel, I'm gonna put y'all to the side, because y'all are my chosen people. But this is how it is, and this is the way that it's going to go down. Now, either you is or you ain't. And Pharaoh kept playing with him, and we see what happened to him. I'm not going to play with God. You know, this right here ought to show us, you know, we need to fear the Lord. God don't play. The God of the, he's the same God that he was back then.
Yes, he is.
Same God. And I am grateful that the same God has the same love and patience and long suffering for us and for myself in today, on today. Amen.
Amen. That's good. That was good, because, you know, it just makes you look back on all the things he's done, all the things that he's done. And he shows you. I mean, what's so mind-blowing is it's a personal thing. You know, it's personal. It's not only for the children of Israel, but for each one of them children of Israel, it's a personal thing. It's personal, because God showed me a different way than he showed you. So it got personal. You know, they was all together, but I can still imagine it hit them in different ways, different times. But with us, everything is a personal thing, because he showed me by my heart attack, by this heart attack. And he showed me when I left home, when he sent me from home. You know, and he may have shown you some other kind of way. But when I stayed away from home for 23 years, from my family, at least 15 years, you know, that's something. And I'm still away. I'm still. But I depend on God. He don't have to worry that I don't depend on him. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing on my own. That's why I keep saying I ain't sick. I'm not in pain. I'm not hurting. I mean, I'm being prayed against, but that's we expected. They're going to do that. That's okay. Because, see, I got him to protect me. But I'm good. And I thank God it's only because of God. All the things that I do here in this house, around this place. It's only God giving me the strength. I don't know sometimes how I make it, but I know it's not me. It's God. It's God. Lady told me that you need to hire somebody so they can help you. I said, honey, I got God. I got God. And when it's time, if it gets time for that, then God is sending. I'm not worried about it. I know how to depend on God. I know who moved all that heavy furniture out that room. Me. God strengthened me. I know what I do. It be God. Because there is no way I can do none of what I did. No way. If he told me to go lift up the Mercedes, I'm going to be out there trying to pick it up because I know it's going to help me. That's how much I depend on God. I know it's going to help me. Oh, I may have gotten this defibrillator. That's okay. But I sure ain't plugged it up. Because I depend on God. Now, you may have put it in here and got $11,000 for doing it. But it ain't going on. Because God already healed me. And I thank him for that. We go through some things. And I done went through a little more because I'm older than y'all. And that's why I can tell you some things. But let me tell you something. Every one of y'all going to have your own experience with God. And they're going to get deeper and wider and longer and bigger. And you're going to understand the exodus in your life. You're going to understand. I'm telling you. God is such a good God. And the more I talk about him, I was studying today. I can't even hardly study for getting so emotional and deep down in the spirit. My spirit just be wanting to holler and scream and shout. And so I had to kind of calm myself and calm my nerves. And then before I forget, because I'm getting ready to close out, be careful what you watch on YouTube and different ones. And I know you all do that, but I'm just allowing you to know this and letting you know this because the prophetess Lisa sent me a podcast, excuse me, last night. Myself and Apostle Raven told us to watch that. So I started looking at it, listening to it, brother. And it was on, and I was doing something else. And it had been on 15 minutes. The lady had never mentioned God. I heard the Holy Spirit plainly said, stop listening to this. I hit it real quick. He said, who is Carolyn Myers? Because her name was M-Y-S-S, and the first name was Carolyn. I Googled it. And there was an interview on there where Oprah was interviewing her. And he sent me straight to that. When I got to it, Oprah said, Carolyn, who do you say God is? She said, well, he definitely not love. I was like, what? No, he's not a he. He's not a she. He's a cosmic something, she said. I was like, Lord, have mercy. Just forgive me, Lord. Because you think you listening to something. You can't listen to everything and anybody. Oh, she tried to walk around like, what's the lady come on all the time, the white lady, whatever. She not her. She can forget that. Oh, she's talking, she said, you don't get emotional with God. She was almost calling him a thing. I was so outdone. I text Lisa. I said, do not, I repeat, send me nobody else to listen to. Do not. If you want to listen to them, you do it. But that's how your mind and your spirit get contaminated with this garbage. Oh, he a universal God. It's not like he's real or anything. You should have heard him. But don't y'all look at that because I don't want y'all to get your spirit to get contaminated. Already had to fight like heck to keep it out of my mind. It just I just wanted to let you know, if people send you stuff, send it back to them. You find your, let God lead you. If you want to listen to somebody, let God lead you who to listen to. Don't let other people find your stuff. She was just coming in when I texted and got on her real bad. Well, I just really wanted to see what you thought about it. Girl, get out of here. But anyway, we're going to get ready to close out, y'all. I didn't want to leave that with y'all. Y'all, God bless each one of y'all. I love you so much. And I thank God for every comment, every answer y'all did tonight. It's a blessing because I do know that everybody on this radio broadcast understood what we were talking about in the book of Exodus. I know that. So, Father, I just thank you for my family, my church members, this congregation. Lord, I thank you for the radio broadcast. Lord, we just give you praise right now. We give you praise for understanding. We give you praise for courage. We give you praise for boldness on today. We just give you praise on tonight. We just thank you because we can. We thank you because we love you. We thank you because you are mighty God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God. We just give you praise and glory on tonight. We magnify you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you on tonight. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. And you know what they need, Lord. You know exactly what they need. Father, I ask you to give them, bless them with what they need, God. In the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for showing up. We thank you for showing out. We thank you for opening up our understanding. We just thank you on tonight. We give you praise tonight, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Now, both now and forever, amen. God bless you all. I love you all. I had a good Bible class tonight. You all have a good night. Amen. And I see you right back here tomorrow. Praise, prayer, and pop, y'all. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too. Love you. God bless.
Yeah, you too. God bless.
Love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
Man.
Love you. Good night. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you. Oh, love you too.
Can I cut it off?